Welcome to Mouthful.
I'm Avery Clark.
And I'm Bryn Coley. And today we're going to be talking about food, so sorry if you're hungry.
In this episode, we'll be rating the best and worst fast food places based on their quality of food, service, etc.
What do you think is the best fast food place, Avery?
I would probably say Chick-fil-A for me because of the amazing food and because the workers are, like, really fast, and they have good quality. What do you think, Bryn?
I'd have to agree with you on that. That one, Chick-fil-A is just so good, and everything there is just super good. And plus, they have Chick-fil-A sauce, which is their own secret sauce.
Yes.
Since we just talked about the best fast food places, what's the worst?
I think Del Taco. Partly because it's just, like, the food quality is not good at all. The workers are pretty slow, too. Like, when I order, like, a burrito or a taco, it's just, like, all, like, mushed together. And I can tell they don't take very much time on it. But you get what you pay for. Each thing is only, like, a dollar. What do you think, Bryn?
I would say McDonald's. Their fries are pretty good, but sometimes they're too hard. And their food is just kind of gross. And their ice cream machine never works.
Yeah, literally. The ice cream machine is, like, always broken. And you try to go get it, like, the nighttime when you want it. And they're like, it's broken.
Yeah, and that's the, like, a super good thing to, like, have as a snack.
Yeah, and also at the end of the night, some of the fries are, like, really crispy. So
yeah.
So when the ice cream machine is broken, you at least want fries. But then the fries aren't even good either.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the middle-ranked fast food place. This means it isn't necessarily terrible, but it's not the best either. I think the middle-ranked fast food place would probably be Panda Express. Don't get me wrong. It's really good sometimes, and they even have pretty good prices and specials. But an offside about it is that it's, like, made right in front of you. So if you get it when it's cold and, like, it's not right off the first batch, then you don't have fresh food. What do you think, Bryn?
I think it's In-N-Out. I mean, they have super good food, but sometimes their fries are just not the best, and their milkshakes. They're either, like, too watery or thick to where you can't drink it.
Yeah, like, the fries, I don't want to be eating, like, cardboard. That's literally what they taste like.
The animal fries.
Oh, they're so good. If I'm going to get fries, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes the In-N-Out fries are either, like, undercooked or, like, overcooked to the point that they're, like, just cardboard.
Yeah. And the milkshakes, oh, those just aren't the best.
Yeah, at first it's really good, but then you start to drink it a lot and it just gets, like,
You get sick of it.
Yeah. Like, it's the taste of, like, the strawberry one is kind of, like, artificial. So it's, like, you get sick of it really easy, and sometimes it's just too thick or too thin. So it's, like, never the same.
Yeah. What do you think about Cafe Rio?
Okay, hands down, I love Cafe Rio.
Same. It's so good.
Literally, I always get, like, a burrito, and the stuff is, like, it's always, like, soft, and it's, like, good in the middle, and the pork is juicy, and, like, all the stuff is just, like, perfect. And I'm not gonna lie, Costa Vida was kind of like a copycat of Cafe Rio. Yeah. Not hating on it. I'm not saying Costa Vida is bad, but I just love, like, Cafe Rio is, like, the original. It's so good. Yeah. What do you think?
So, here's some history about Cafe Rio and Costa Vida. So, Cafe Rio was partners with Costa Vida, and it was just Cafe Rio, nothing else. And then the Costa Vida people were like, let's start our own thing. And then they created Costa Vida. And they're still not as good as Cafe Rio. Cafe Rio, it just has, like, super good meat and all the original, like, Mexican recipes. And it's just so good.
Yeah, like, the sauces, like, they have all the original recipes. So, like, the sauces, how they make their burritos, salads, everything is original. And at Costa Vida, like, they're making new things, which, like, isn't a bad thing because it's not, like, a total copycat. But
it's,
like,
not the same. Yeah. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah. And it's, like, more modern, too. So I just like the originality in Cafe Rio and, like, the good recipes and how basic it is. Not, like, basic, but, like, the good recipes.
Yeah. And let's see, what do you get at Cafe Rio?
I get a pork burrito, enchilada style. It's so good. There's like cheese melted on the top and then enchilada sauce on the top. And also like there's like lettuce stuff and like tomatoes and onions. Like no one wants that with their burrito.
Yeah.
So I try to ask for it off. A lot of the times I forget. But it's like perfect. It's like soft. It's juicy. The meat is good. It's like cooked perfectly. It's so good.
So good.
What do you get?
I get a steak or chicken taco. It's so good. Their meat is just...
sounds good.
It's just perfect and everything.
I've never tried a steak taco.
Yeah,
steak. What does it have on it?
Well, it has a tortilla.
Uh-huh.
And steak. But I put this hot sauce on it. Oh. You can ask for, like, lettuce or something on it, too. But I don't like that.
Yeah, and sometimes when I'm there, like, as a side, I get a Nino, which is, like, a quesadilla. Oh,
yeah.
And then I ask for limes or lemons, and I, like... drizzle them on top, so it's like it's really good.
Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening to
Mouthful. Join us back next time.